Hashiveinu Avinu L'Torahtecha, return us, our Father, to your Torah. So a lot of interesting questions emerge. First of all, why is it that we're referring to God as our Father? Why are we specifically here saying our Father, return us to your Torah? But why not just say Hashiveinu L'Torahtecha? What do we add by saying that God is our Father?
That's a nice rhyme.
So we want, okay, so it says, Ariel, we want to return to a feeling of closeness, a feeling like God is our Father, which
is...
There's
a dichotomy, Avinu Malkeinu, where you're in awe and fear a king, but you have this closeness with the Papa.
Ah, so you brought me my next question, which is, why is it when it comes to doing Avodah, then he's referring to Hashem as our Malkeinu, as our king? When it comes to learning Torah, then you have to have a father relationship. What is avodah? Avodah could be tefillah. Avodah could be korbanos. Avodah could be general mitzvahs. Okay. You think that even by doing tefillah, I might think if avodah is tefillah, then I all the more so have to feel like Hashem is my father, not just a king. Wow.
Torah it means teaching, right? So it's like the king doesn't necessarily teach his subjects, but the father always teaches his children. And the avoda is like, yeah, it's tefillah, but it's also like it's
general
shot. It's service. It's
service, and there has to be an awareness of standing for the king.
Right.
Okay, so you are mischaven a little bit to the tour. The tour is a book on tefillah, and the tour writes that. A father is obligated to teach his children Torah. They're saying, God, since you're a father, because you're Avinu Avinu, you have to teach us Torah. Okay? So you can't get out of it. You're chayiv to teach us Torah. So that's why we refer to God as a father. You could also say that maybe when we're learning Torah, we feel this close relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's like God is taking us into his secret chambers, and but Gloria, glory. It's a glorious day,
September is till August.
And God is taking us to secret chambers, and he's telling us his secrets. That's like the special father relationship with him. So in any case, we're asking Hashem to. Maybe another idea. Shivino Avino, that how do we merit to do tshuva? Through learning Torah. When we learn Torah, then we know what to do. If we're not learning Torah, then there's very little chance of actually doing tshuva shleim. On a simple level, because we don't know what to do. The Gemara says, if you're having suffering in your life, so what should you do? Befash veshmasecha. Should, look through your actions, say, maybe I'm doing a sin, that's why this bad thing happened to me. Let's say you can't find any sin. So then what tell you, what should you say? What sin have you been doing?
Bittul Torah.
Right? Because you can't find any other, it must be not learning enough Torah.
If you can't what?
If you can't find any other sins, it must be it's Bittul Torah. So the Mefarshim asks, what do you mean if you can't find any sin, so it's Bittul Torah? Bittul Torah is a sin. Right? So what do you mean? That is a sin. So you could explain, because if you would be learning Torah properly, you would know that you must be doing some things wrong. Right? You must be, you're not learning Torah, then you think you're perfect. I don't have any problem. But when you learn Torah, you always realize that you're not doing something perfect, that your avodah could be on a higher level. So then, if you can't find even one thing you're doing wrong, obviously you're not learning Torah strong enough. It's a chiddush, eh? Anyways, so the point is that when we learn Torah, or more simply, when you learn Torah, you realize that there's so much higher to strive. And so by learning Torah, it's going to bring us back to doing Tshuva Shlema. Okay? Fine. Karvinu Malkeinu L'Torahtecha. Maybe another chiddush that it's natural to feel this closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe when we daven. We're doing Hispoidados, we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but maybe we don't, at least I'll speak for myself, maybe we don't always feel like he's the king. We don't really feel like I'm standing before the king when we daven. We're supposed to. But like, do we actually feel like, when I'm in my shul, when I'm talking to God, I'm in fear, like I'm standing. Like I remember when I was in the army, you had to stand in a like this, in a chet, and if you snitched, like when the big super commander came, if you like sneezed, it was you were in big trouble. You spit, like you would go to jail. You know what I'm saying? It was like, your mom is standing in front of Malchus. Your mom is in fear because he would punish you Shabbat.
It's like in England that those guys with funny hats, the Royal Guard or whatever. There's a video. Right. They were like doing their march or whatever near the king, and there's some like kid who gets into the way, and their orders are like you just don't stop for anything. So this guy like kicked the kid, like not on purpose, but like I thought it was terrible, but like I get it. At the same time, it's like it's that old fashioned style Balkus thing. That's what it was.
Right. So we want to get to a place which is not natural, to actually feel like God is our melech, even our avodah. Ivantim, sabab. Karvina malkeinu avodatecha. Vachzirinu b'tshuva shlema lefanecha. And bring us back to doing full tshuva. The obvious question that everybody asks is, no, what do you mean tshuva shlema? What's the difference between tshuva and tshuva shlema? What is tshuva shlema? What's complete tshuva? So what do you guys think? Oh! Says Rav Ariel, maybe one answer you could give is not tshuva me yira, but tshuva me ava, because tshuva me ava means I love a Kadosh Baruch Hu so much that I can't even think of sinning, that I can't even imagine doing an aveira, and therefore that level of tshuva is so high that it turns your aveiras into a mitzvah. Wow, beautiful. Any other ideas? What's the difference between tshuva shlema and tshuva? We've told this story many, many times, but it's always worth repeating. Of Levi Yitzchak from Berdichev, and he sees the Yid, and he different gear says, but he sees the Yid, you know, on Yom Kippur, eating the cheeseburger, and he goes over to him and says, oh, I'm so jealous of you. He says, why are you jealous? What do you mean? Just because when you do tshuva, kibbalt, all of your aviras, all the geshmak you get out of that cheeseburger, it's gonna, and when you do tshuva me'ava, it's gonna turn into mitzvahs. The Hashem switches your aveiras into, and he laughed at him, but then he did do tshuva. So it was the story. Because of the love that Levi Yitzchak, the belief that Levi Yitzchak had in him. Take it or leave it. Anyways, the point is that tshuva me'ava. Okay, good. That's Ariel's answer. What other answers can we give as to what tshuva shlema? What's the difference between simple tshuva and full tshuva?
You want to complete open heart. You want to.
So it says Benish. Maybe you're saying you can maybe do tshuva, but you're not doing it with all your heart. You're doing it because you know it's the right thing to do, but you really are mad at God. You really don't want to do this. But that still counts. It's still a level of tshuva, says Rav Benish. But tshuva me'ava is to realize I want to do. I want to be whatever Hashem says. So that's with a full heart. Beautiful. Nice chiddush. Any other ideas? What's tshuva shlema? L'chaim. So maybe I'll give another answer. Yeah? Tshuva shlema, and many of these ideas are called from this blue book and my red book, which I read at home when I prepare for these classes. So tshuva shlema maybe is when I understand the root of why I'm doing what I'm doing. Let's say I'm speaking lashon hara about somebody. I said, oh, I'm going to stop speaking lashon hara. That's one level. But if you understand why I'm speaking lashon hara, it's coming from a place of jealousy. And therefore, it's coming from a place of lacking emunah. So what I need to do is listen to a daily emunah podcast every day. And therefore, I'll stop being jealous, stop seeing lashon hara. That's a higher level because then you're getting to the root of the issue. So that's tshuva shlema. Havanu, sababa. Shinizkeh. Ruchat Hashem marotzeh b'tshuva. So then, you are the source of all blessing. God, who desires tshuva. As much as we want to do tshuva, He wants us to do tshuva. He's waiting for us to do tshuva. And Bezrat Hashem, this year, we're going to do tshuva shlema. Amen. Praise the Lord Almighty.